This is Savages in the Box.
I want you to feel us.
Now here's Chris Carlin.
Flames it is. Rough few hours on Thursday afternoon for New York baseball. The Mets have coronavirus. At least two cases, one player, one staff member, no game on Friday night between the Yankees and the Mets. As a result, who knows about the weekend? And the Yankees, I don't think they want any time off because they'd like to put what transpired over the last 3 days in the rearview mirror as quickly as possible. But instead, they're at least going to have an extra day to chew on it. And I guess the one good thing you could say is maybe they have an extra day to get a little bit healthier. Boy, it's a disaster all the way around. First of all, Yankees getting swept by the Rays, absolutely pounded with the 10-5 loss on Thursday afternoon. And not just came from behind once, but twice, and just thumped the Yankees. Absolutely thumped them. You know, the Yankees got out 2-0. The Rays come back, score 3 in the 5th. Joey Wendell, one of the culprits over the last few days, really doing some damage to the Yankees. He delivered, gave them a tie ball game, and then they took the lead on a sac fly. And then later on, Mike Zunino, hitting a .118. Two home runs in this series, including a 3-run bomb off Luis Avilon that put this one away for good. Add injury to insult, shall we? Gleyber Torres leaves with a strained hamstring. And then James Paxton, who had cruised for 4 innings before he got into that trouble in the 5th, ends up having to go for an MRI with the dreaded forearm tightness, which so many times means there is some sort of ligament problem in the elbow. Now, I'm not saying that it's definitive, but it is one of the telltale signs. More on that in just a minute. Let's get to issue one. The Tampa Rays are the better team than the New York Yankees right now. They leave town in first place. And yes, the Yankees don't have a lot of their own players on the field, but right now the Rays are a better team, and they kick the tail of the Yankees. Even last weekend when they had all of their players in the lineup, they kicked the tail of the Yankees. And now, this week, yeah, guys went down, but the Yankees looked like not just the B-bombers, they looked like the D-bombers. Just awful. Absolutely awful the last few days, and I can't get over it because you have so many guys in that lineup who have come through. I mean, Luke Voit's been absolutely fantastic this week. 4 home runs in 4 days doesn't matter. You have Gio Urshela, who had a 2-run homer to give the Yankees the lead back. Didn't matter. And now you look up and down the lineup and you have to wonder with what they're going to go through, who's going to carry the day. The Yankees get the Rays again next week. There's nothing right now that would suggest to me that any of the outcomes are going to change between these two teams because the Yankees are reeling right now. Injuries, yes. Awful baseball play, also, yes. The Rays made all the small little plays in this series to go and win it. The Rays out-bullpened the Yankees this week. The Rays out-pitched them, they out-hit them, they outdid everything that they needed to do and just beat them from pillar to post. And if I was a Yankee fan at this point, that would concern me more than anything because that's a team that not only is not remotely intimidated by my presence, but takes great joy in sticking it to me. You know, the Rays, they have that chip that they have operated with over the last several years where everybody looks at them and you've never heard of half the players on the team, yet they go out there and they beat the daylights out of you. And even though they have a payroll of $8, that payroll somehow gets them into contention. And this season, they're absolutely a postseason team. Yeah, they leave in first place, but I mean, I'd have to say that overall, if I'm going to take one of the two rosters at the moment, I'm still taking the Yankees, but not by a whole lot from what we saw this week. That is a classic case of a unit and the sum better than the parts individually. Whatever that saying is. You know what I mean. As a team, the Rays are a true team. They make a lot of different things happen. That's one. Two, the injuries. First of all, let's get you the update directly from Aaron Boone on Gleyber Torres and what his situation is as of after the game today.
Don't know yet. He's icing now. He seems to think it's just a little tight, but we'll probably get this imaged and see where we're at from there. I feel for the individual, and we'll find a way to make do, and it allows for another opportunity for someone else to step up in their absence, and that's what we need to do right now. But right now, I just hoping the best that it's not something serious, which I don't believe it is with Gleyber.
Yeah, Gleyber didn't think it was any big deal. And if you saw when he pulled up running to first base on a ground ball, when he did get hurt and then he went back to the dugout, he was walking kind of normally. So maybe it isn't that big of a deal. Maybe he won't have to go on the IL and miss any time. But the way things have gone, would you have counted on that being the case if I told you that beforehand? Probably not. So Torres, who, when at his best, is the Yankees' best player, is now out of the mix. And you don't have Judge, you don't have Stanton, you don't have LeMahieu. That's just all from the offensive perspective. And then there's the pitching perspective. Zach Britton got injured on Wednesday night. On Thursday, he went on the injured list with, guess what, a hamstring. Then James Paxton, who, as we said, was fantastic for four innings, lost it in the fifth inning, and apparently really lost it in the fifth inning.
He was really filling up the strike zone early and not overpowering today, but his mix was really strong. And then obviously a couple walks that really came back to bite him there in that fifth inning and, you know, had the pitch count drive up in a big way there. The unfortunate thing is he's left for an MRI too. He felt a little discomfort in his forearm, elbow, the last couple pitches of that fifth inning. So we've sent him to see what's going on there.
Yeah. So the hits just keep coming. And when you hear forearm tightness, you immediately think of the elbow, as we talked about. So with Paxton, he had started to look like he was turning the corner, and now this happens again. And effectively, this could end James Paxton's Yankee career. Because after what's transpired over the last two seasons, if in fact this is, let's just say it's not even Tommy John, this is just something that's going to cause him to miss more time or maybe even miss the rest of the season. Maybe it's a 5 or 6 week injury. That could end James Paxton's Yankee career because there's no chance that they're going to spend money on him, especially if they end up having to be on the hook for Jay Happ's vesting option. So you can say goodbye to him. Now look, you can sit there and have the mentality of, well, we have fought through these kind of injuries before. Look at what we did last year. I understand wanting to have that, and I understand the confidence level of a Yankee fan given the depth that they have put together. I would counter with this, though. The one guy a season ago that didn't get hurt and was somebody that carried the Yankees when everybody else was getting hurt was DJ LeMahieu. It was why I pushed so hard for him for the MVP, because nobody else had the circumstances like he did with all of the injuries that transpired in that lineup, yet he kept that juggernaut going. How they got to the postseason, considering everything that happened to them, was nothing short of remarkable, and he was the biggest reason why. So he's out a couple of more weeks. You hope the Judge is coming back at some point this weekend, if they don't even play this weekend, early next week, because he's been so outward in saying it's no big deal, and I can't believe they put me on the DL and all that. Okay, Well, we'll see how it is when he gets back. We don't know with Stanton when he's coming back. You hope that the Torres thing, as Boone indicated, is not a big deal, but is anybody going to believe that until he actually comes back? And it's not a big deal? I don't know about that. And then you've got the pitching issues now that have reared their head again. So all of a sudden, a lot of things are up in the air. And I don't think you can look to anybody that's left to really carry you. Can you ask Gio Urshela to carry you offensively for 2 weeks? Can you ask Aaron Hicks to carry you offensively for 2 weeks? This is not what these guys do. Can you ask Luke Voit to do that? He's done it this week. They've still lost the games. It's great that he's been fantastic. He's clearly not enough because they still haven't been able to break through. So who's it going to be? Clint Frazier? Well, Frazier came up for those first couple of games tearing the cover off the ball. You know, he's 2 for 13 since. So he's cooled off quite a bit. Is it Mike Tauchman? Well, you're going to see more Mike Tauchman for everybody that wanted to see him every day. We'll see. We'll see. I hope that he's capable of doing some things. I know Urshela is capable of doing some things. But the point is, these guys look so much better when they're around their stars because their stars carry so much of the attention. And they get better pitches to hit as a result of everybody else being in the lineup. I hope that Urshela, after bouncing around a little bit, is finally kind of finding his way and has figured it out and is now snapping into the player as he once was once highly regarded to become. We'll see if Tauchman is an everyday major league player. So these are all questions. Don't kid yourself. You want to sit there and call them locks considering what they've done before. It was one awfully big piece that wasn't there. That's not there right now, I should say. And that's LeMahieu. And then from a pitching standpoint, Tanaka got knocked around the other day. He's talking about mechanics. And I think he'll be fine. Number three, maybe Montgomery. Who knows the deal with Paxton and Jay Happ? I mean, all the way around, you're not feeling great about the options. So when you're missing all of those guys and now you even take away one of your best relievers in Britain, it's going to make you shake your head a little bit. Understandably so. I think the Yankees are in real jeopardy right now. Not of missing the postseason, don't get me wrong. Given the shortened season this year, I think they're in real jeopardy of missing key pieces late in the season when it's going to matter the most. I mean, can you imagine a scenario where the Yankees don't win the division and somehow they end up in a first-round matchup with the Rays or even somebody else? Even if the Yankees didn't finish in the top two in the division, I know that's crazy for me to say, but is it in a 60-game year with all these injuries? I don't know that it's crazy to say. I'm trying not to be an alarmist. I'm trying to be a realist. I look at this. This is not good. Can you imagine if they actually ended up in a series with the Rays? 2 out of 3? Season's over, my friends, if that's the case. Season's over. They can't beat the Rays right now. They'll get another shot next week. They can't beat the Rays right now. And I give Boone credit because Boone never lets on that he's lamenting the situation that the Yankees are in. Do you ever just ask yourself, when is this all going to end, Aaron?
No. For PAX right now, hoping for the best, that we get good news there and you know, hopefully to continue to work to get them right.
Well, that's obviously in reference to all the injuries. Do you ever ask yourself that question? How can this continue? No, you don't ask yourself. You just hope that these guys make their way back and understands that this is just a part of how this all goes.
We expect to have a great season and hopefully finish with a championship. But adversity, we know, is inevitable. It's going to come in different ways, unexpected ways, and certainly in 2020, It's been a lot of unexpected ways. I do feel like we're uniquely equipped to handle it and deal with it, and that'll be the expectation as we grind through a little, you know, tough spell here with some injuries and a tough series.
We'll find out if the Yankees are uniquely equipped. That's a phrase that Boone used at the beginning of the year in reference to going through everything with COVID, but it was not in reference to everything with injuries. You know, when you're able to get through it once, like they did last year, you start counting on that to happen again. That's when you get into some trouble. Because of the Mets' COVID situation, no game tonight, and we'll see about the weekend as of the taping of this. But the Yankees have to get the ship righted pretty soon. Whether that's just Judge coming back, whether that's not a big deal here with Torres, or whether it's not a big deal with Paxton, whatever. You know, you can't continually suffer these kinds of losses and still stay afloat, because the players that Urshela and Tauchman and Voit and maybe Frazier are at this juncture, I don't think they're capable of carrying a team on their own. We're going to find out over the next week or so. I don't know right now, man. It feels like burn the place down. Ugh. Talk to you next week.
Savages in the Box is available on the ESPN app and from Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.